Welcome to the season one finale of Super Awesome You. Hi, my name is Samer Abuselbi. I'm the host of this show. You can find more of the show's content on Instagram at Super Awesome You. This past year of working the show has been quite the journey for me. There have been many moments when I question why I signed myself up to do another podcast, considering that I also have my other show, Super Awesome Mix, with my co-host Matt, and I occasionally also help out with Jen's show, What Are You Listening To? And, you know, all of that is on top of regular life and everything else that happens along the way. I have and will continue to read a lot of books in the self-help category and also reading the stories of accomplished entrepreneurs and athletes and other self-help gurus and, you know, follow all the things and read and consume as much as I possibly can. I have tried a lot of different methods. I tend to kind of become obsessive over certain ones. I'll learn something new and dive headfirst into it and decide, no, this is the one. This is the reason why I haven't been productive before, and now I'm going to be productive. And maybe that sounds familiar or something like that you do, because I feel like it's pretty common to do that, where we tend to all kind of want to optimize our time and really just kind of lead our best lives. Ultimately, this show and all of that content and all of the readings and everything that I've consumed has continuously pointed me back to just one core thing. And that is that you just have to show up and do the work in order to get anything out of the output at all. That there actually are no shortcuts. There is no one system that is suddenly going to unlock everything for you without also putting in the work. So yes, you know, certain things and certain organizational systems are going to help you. They're going to matter more to you than they might to others. It might be the final little key that opens the door where suddenly everything makes sense and you can kind of prioritize your life and make some changes. All of that is true. And I think that's the benefit of exploring these things and diving in and trying different systems out. But those systems by themselves don't suddenly make you successful or make you productive or make you an athlete or make you whatever it is that you're going after. Those systems are kind of like swapping out a different type of car to drive on a road, but ultimately you still need to get in the driver's seat and you still need to put your seatbelt on and turn the car on and drive. And I think that is really hopefully the lasting lesson I can give you for the end of this season. You can set all the intentions in the world. You can have big dreams. You can read all these books. But ultimately, you just have to show up and put in the hours and put in the effort. It will be really difficult. The hours will stretch on to days, which will stretch on to weeks, which might even stretch into years. There will be a lot of time. There will be a lot of moments when you feel like walking away from it. And a lot of moments where you think that nothing has changed at all. We talked about that earlier this season, I believe, in the slight edge mindset. In addition to being brought up, you know, peppered throughout the show, this idea that you're putting in effort, but it doesn't seem like something is changing. So I use the analogy of freezing a glass of water. The water is still water from the degrees of 33 Fahrenheit upward, but the temperature is dropping in that water the longer it stays in the freezer. And then it appears like all of a sudden it's turned to ice. But in reality, it didn't turn to ice by you just putting it in the freezer. It took several hours for it to cool down and then eventually freeze. So whatever your goal is, that, you know, analogy can be stretched out to hours, to days, to weeks, to years, to a lifetime to reach that so-called tipping point where you hit your goal and, you know, the water turns to ice. The thing that helps me keep that drive alive, and something we also covered this season, is just coming back to your objective, to your why. Why does this matter to you? Why is it important that you keep going? Why is it important that you don't quit? I think it's so meaningful to have a reason for why you're doing the things that you do, because you are going to want to quit. It is totally natural that you want to walk away from a goal that you set. I have said it 1,000 times so far this season. I'm sure I will say it in the future as well. Our brains do not like to do work. They protect us from work because work means spending energy, and spending energy is bad because it believes that energy is not an abundant source. And hopefully, you know, it is in your life. I really, really hope so. And assuming that it is, our brains actually still don't know that. Our brains still act like it's not, and that it might go away, you know, instantly. And so whenever we set out to do hard work, it's like, no, no, what are you doing? You got to stop. And it tries to protect us. So it's super normal to want to walk away from something, to want to quit. That doesn't make you a quitter. That doesn't make you weak. That doesn't, you know, make you, it's not a negative experience. It's very normal. But it does mean that in those moments, whenever your brain is begging you to stop, that you have a really good reason on why you're not going to stop. It's about the mindset that you have to have a really strong foundational mindset going into a long journey. It's got to be something that you believe so deep down in your core that when you are deeply challenged and when you do want to walk away and quit, you can remember why you're doing what you're doing. And that will be just enough, sometimes literally just enough, to keep you going and help you cross the metaphorical finish line, or in my case, as is often the case, the actual finish line. So as you go into the world and seek out various systems and, you know, consume podcasts and follow Instagram accounts and read books and talk to friends and all the various things you might do looking for a shortcut, just know that those shortcuts can be helpful. I absolutely think that they can be helpful. I mentioned taking shortcuts on the show all the time as a way to help you achieve your goals. But the shortcut alone is, like I said, just kind of like swapping out the type of car that you have. You still need to get in the driver's seat and go. It has been an amazing year of working on this show. I have a lot of people to thank for making it happen and for encouraging me to, you know, press record in my case and do it week after week after week. There have been many moments when I wanted to quit the show and I have not. And my why is because I really enjoy the challenge of showing up for something every single week and showing up for commitment that I've set for myself. And it feels good. You know, it's difficult to produce this and to edit it and to release it week after week after week, but it's been very rewarding. I love hearing some of the comments from my listeners. I love receiving messages from you on Instagram. Honestly, that's the reason why I keep going, is because if I can help even one human being out there to achieve their goal, then it's it's all worth it. So as you head into the holiday season, and especially as we near the new year, just come back to that why. Come back to your objective. Why does your goal matter? Why is it going to help you not quit? And why is it going to help you stay the course and reach your goal? You know, write it down, put it on sticky notes, put it everywhere, put it in the opening page of your journal, your notebook, put it on your computer screen, make it a background on your iPhone, whatever you need to do to help remind you why it is you're doing what you're doing. And that's honestly going to help a whole lot. In a way, that is a kind of shortcut. But again, that's just kind of the spark to get you to keep moving. You have to supply the fuel and the logs and all of that to keep the fire going. I will be back for season 2. It will most likely go live at the end, you know, close to the end of this year, around December, similar to when I started last year, so that way we can ring in the new year together and start this journey all over again. Thank you again, genuinely from the bottom of my heart, for listening. It means so much to hear from you and see all these listeners from all around the world and watch the numbers grow. It's really, really powerful, and it's an incredible journey that I'm getting to take with all of you. I hope you have a safe and wonderful holiday season for anything that you're celebrating. And even if you're not, maybe, you know, celebrate the joy of being around loved ones and friends and family. And I will see you later this year.